Listen to part of a lecture.
Today, can I have your attention, please? Thank you. Today, I want to talk about the population explosion. Explosion. That's a pretty emotive word, right? Well, it is for a reason. I guess you've all heard of exponential growth. It means that there is a certain rate of growth. For example, the population grows by a certain percentage each year. It could be 1% a year or 2% a year, but the growth is always constant. The number of people increases every year, but the percentage of growth is constant. That is exponential growth. So up until this period, we saw a growth rate like 0.001% to then 0.1%. But during this period, it went up to 2%. Now, this period of growth coincided with the increased food production, which resulted from the industrialization of agriculture brought about by the Green Revolution. We'll hear more about that a bit later. The rate of growth actually peaked in 1964 at about 2.1%. Let's take Indonesia as an example. In 1961, its population stood at 97 million, but it soared to 237.6 million by 2010. That's an overnight increase of 145%. Well, let's take a look at the figures for India. There are just over 1.2 billion people in India today. But in 1951, there was a mere fraction of that number. 361.1 million. That's a fantastic increase, 235% in just 60 years. According to projections, the population around the globe will continue to grow until at least 2050, inevitably putting a massive strain on resources, especially in less fortunate countries in sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, South and Southeast Asia. Now, this issue of population growth has become very politicized. Some remarked that there are no problems. Some believe the issue is too emotionally charged or politically sensitive to say anything about it. Others believe there is a kind of natural tolerance for such growth. The world's population has been growing for a long time, and we've been able to cope with it. The population has increased many times over, but we have not witnessed mass starvation. In fact, people are getting richer and richer. Some take the view that we've dealt with this in the past, so we can cope with it in the future. But the problem is that we don't have any length of history for something like this. If somebody tells you that they know what is going to happen, then I would take objection with that. I don't mean there is going to be a disaster. I just mean that we have no way of predicting what is going to happen with the population growing at these rates. We are already pretty crowded, right? When will we meet our threshold? I mean, if we go back just a few years, nobody had predicted all the environmental problems that we are having now. They took us completely by surprise. Are any of you environmentalists? Well, as long as the human population keeps growing at the rate it is, we will never be able to solve the environmental problems, no matter what we do.
Number 1. What is the main topic of the lecture? Number 2. According to the professor, what was the percentage of growth during the population explosion? Number 3. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. According to projections, the population around the globe will continue to grow until at least 2050, inevitably putting a massive strain on resources, especially in less fortunate countries in sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, South and Southeast Asia. Now, this issue of population growth has become very politicized. Some remarked that there are no problems. Some believe the issue is too emotionally charged or politically sensitive to say anything about it. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Now, this issue of population growth has become very politicized. Number 4. According to the professor, what is the problem with the notion that because we have been able to deal with population growth in the past, we will be able to deal with it in the future? Number 5. What does the professor imply about the future?